Three, two, one. Hey everyone, we're live with season 2, episode 48. Hey Tyson, thanks for joining. Oh man, how's it been, bud?
Matthew's been keeping me under there. What's up, buddy? That was a really great idea. I'm glad we came up with that right before we shot.
Wow. Okay.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. 48.
Man, that's like.
See ya. Shut the door. Live studio audience. There it is.
Okay, I'm gonna.
There it is. Ha, man. Jason, how's it going? I know you asked me that, but I'm gonna ask you.
Oh, it is only coming out of one ear. That's weird. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm not wearing them anymore.
I'm good, man. How are you?
How's you been, Tyson?
I'm doing great, man. I'm actually not gonna rock these today.
Yeah.
Which I know is so weird if you're watching this on YouTube.
What? I forgot to.
That's right. We are on YouTube this week. So if you're listening to this and you can't see us, that's not a problem. We still appreciate you and
you
listen. But go check us out on YouTube. Yeah, I mean,
we
try really hard.
We do. The trees are back. the birds are back.
My Santa hat is not back, but you can see there is something different about the top of my head. We are gonna talk about this every time, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, bro.
He's got a parrot sitting on his head.
Yeah, so if you
remember, I have to feed him during the show.
If you remember, the last time we were on YouTube, my hair was like a dark purple. And, you know, I kind of got sick of it, and not kind of, I was sick of it, ready for something new, right? And
right.
So I, you know, bleached it to try and get it to go a different color, because not just like to see what color it became, but like,
it's like a mystery flavor.
To ultimately dye it green was the idea, right?
Airhead.
Like, yes.
What
like,
flavor
like
the, will this be?
Yes, exactly. That's how I think about it every time. What flavor are we going to get today? Jason's hair.
Just bleach it and find out.
Name of the episode, Tyson's hair flavors. Just kidding. But
that's early episode suggestion. Title.
two minutes in, yeah. So I bleached it to try and, you know, just see what would happen and go from there. And it went from that purple to orange. And I said, you know what? Screw it. We're doing it anyway. So tried to dye it green, turned out kind of teal, didn't like it, bleached it again. Which, by the way, don't try this at home. I'm very lucky to have a lot of like products to not absolutely
your
kill
hair
my hair
is still there.
Anyways,
by the way.
Yes, exactly.
And you were texting me like, too much will have damage.
No,
like,
yeah.
What is the damage?
Literally,
what's gonna happen?
Are
you gonna go bald?
Just because it was a lot of chemicals and not a lot of time. Anyways, moral of the story: I went green, didn't like it
because
there were still like turned out teal. There was still a whole bunch of purple left over that didn't get out with the bleach. Get out. Anyways, my hair is now orange,
bright
orange.
Cheeto orange.
Which, yes, they call me Cheeto Puff.
They do.
I would appreciate your Instagram handle
to Cheeto Puff,
yes,
101, right?
Yep. Yes, I did. Because it's a class and I'm taking y'all to school. Anyways, if you can please only refer to me as Cheeto Puff for the remainder of
I will do my best,
my orange
Cheeto
hair.
Puff.
I thank you.
Hot Cheeto Puff
just
or
kidding.
Just Cheeto Puff?
Call me
baked
you
Cheeto
want.
Puff.
I don't care.
Call me what you want.
I don't know why I'm already leaning back.
Dude, it is time to lean back in our nice, comfy
anyways,
cushions.
And if you're like, Tyson, what are you talking about? You're not leaning back. That's because you're not watching us on YouTube, okay? And you need to be doing that. I'm just kidding. But anyways.
Plug YouTube every time.
My hair is orange. That's all I have to say about
it. The trees are back.
Trees are back. We got some Kirkland Kirkland Signature water, by the way.
Because,
as you know, it's not a sponsor, but it is yummy.
Yummy. Wow. Last episode was Dr. Pepper can.
Not a lot of people in probably
was like
are going
to
enjoy that, but
like
we subjected you to
burp.
It. Because this is a podcast, which means you have to listen to the whole thing, by the way. Stick around to the
end
for
a
special surprise. anyways, hello everyone and welcome in to season 2, episode 48. Matthew, if you could move your beautiful head.
Sorry.
It's here, labeled on the chalkboard. And if you're like, Tyson, what chalkboard? That's because you're not watching us on YouTube and you need to be doing that.
The message
okay?
is clear.
Please,
okay.
Go check us out. Anyways,
is it not
yes, season 2, episode 48.
Jersey number?
Oh, I already forgot. Nazir Muhammad. Shout out to you, bro.
I'll put this face right here.
cool. Very good looking guy.
And anyways, by right here, I mean, you don't know because you're not watching it on YouTube.
And you need to be doing that. Anyway, okay. But yes, welcome back in. My name is Stacey, and the other voice you're hearing, or the other person you're seeing, if you're watching us on YouTube, which you need to be doing that, okay. Is Matthew.
They've already clicked out.
Obviously.
Oh my gosh.
That probably sounded a lot more dramatic than it looked. Yeah. But anyways, if you've been listening to the show, obviously, you know, like, what's up, what we're doing here. You get the Kirkland thing, you get the tree thing, you get the
falling mics thing,
Matthew thing.
You get the taste in the hair thing.
Yeah.
You know the vibes.
Anyways, if you're not familiar with what's going on, that means that you're new here. And if you are new here, hello, welcome. We're happy to have you. That was like the kindest thing I've ever said in my life.
Appreciate the new listeners.
But it's genuine. We're happy to have you. New or old or somewhere in the middle. It's great. Anyways, Matthew, we've been going for approximately 6.5 minutes.
6:36 to be exact.
We've said absolutely nothing productive.
No, I think that was a great start.
Just kidding. I just wanted
promoting
to say
YouTube.
After welcoming everybody in, I wanted to say today's a special episode, okay? Because there's nothing like looking at a rainbow after a rainstorm. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Hey, sometimes
slam poetry.
Sometimes we're bringing that back. Sometimes, you know, things get a little stormy. Things, you know, some precipitation.
Good word.
Falls. But hey, we're not going to harp on that for too long because today, this episode, this is your rainbow. No matter what's been going on, no matter what kind of storm you've been having, I know, you know, things have been crazy. The whole world, basically, for the last, like, 2 years almost.
That's kind of crazy.
And, yeah, actually. yes, it is actually crazy, there. Just by the way.
Breaking news. Random talk?
Yeah, this is our little newscast setup. We should do that.
A green screen in the back.
Yeah, let's like reach out to some local channels and see if they'll take
us.
What's
our channel here? KUTV5 or something like that?
No, it's got to be, but we're going to change
it. ABC Utah 5 or 4?
It's going to be
RTTV.
RTMJTM7.
What's up with 7?
Because isn't there like a number in there usually? Like,
there is usually
like
a number.
Like what you just said? Yeah, 7.
Okay.
Just because I didn't want it to be 5 to be the same as the other one. Anyways.
I don't know if it's 5.
Getting into something other than the fact that we are your rainbow, which is a little, you know, bold of me to say. But we're getting bold here. Anyways.
Motivation for the day.
I wanted to say this is obviously if you are watching this on YouTube, which if you're not. but no, you can tell that we are in a new setup. We got a lovely big old couch that we're chilling on. We got a lovely chalkboard behind
kinda
us.
Kind of fun.
It's a very, like, commodious space.
What does that word mean, Taysom?
Because
I don't know what that
word means.
Listen,
I want to be 100% transparent. A while ago, I looked up the word of the day, and it was commodious, which basically just means, like, spacious or roomy. And
origin of word?
O-D-I-O-U-S.
No, pop
we're looking
up.
It up. But yeah, just, commodious. You know, just like a...
put the headphones on, see if this works. So then our listeners here at home can get
commodious.
It worked.
Commodious.
Yes. Commodious.
Especially a furniture or a building. Roomy and comfortable.
And that is exactly what this is. This setup. And if you're like, Taysom, what setup? Just kidding. Not kidding though. Anyways, we're here. We're going to get into some actual like podcasting stuff now.
Yeah.
Matthew, how's your week been?
My week's been good.
Got any, like, crazy, eventful stories or whatever?
I sure do. Glad you asked. But first, let's cue that intro music.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into some podcasting stuff, such as the intro music.
Such as the intro music, baby. Here we go. Season 2, episode 48. Mm-hmm. Only 2 more episodes after this, by the way.
Of the season.
Of the season. Maybe of history.
Shut up.
Just kidding. I don't know.
Let's be a little more optimistic, please.
Next episode, we have a special guest.
We do, and we are going to be on YouTube again, so come back.
Our first back-to-back episode on YouTube. That's kind of fun.
Is that true?
That is true.
We suck, bro. Just kidding.
Yeah, so stay tuned next episode, and then the episode after that is the season finale, episode 50. Holy bajonkers. That's a lot. 50
episodes in a season? 60 overall?
What? That was my 2K rating when I first started. 60 overall?
60 overall.
But yeah, and then the season finale, stay tuned for that because it is going to be awesome.
It's going to be incredible. It's going
to be epic.
Like, well, I mean,
throwbacks.
We're saying that in like the least excited way.
It's going to be great, I guess.
No, it's we're really excited about it. We got some really cool stuff cooking up.
Maybe two and a half hour episode. I don't know.
It's going to be big. It's going to be big for sure. Maybe less the length of a feature film.
probably longer than the new Spider-Man movie.
Probably. Yeah. Let's look up that runtime. Not right. I mean, okay, sure. What is the runtime of the new Spider-Man? You going to go watch it?
I've been watching lots of like those movie interviews of like the actors. Oh yeah, I've all over my YouTube feed. I have seen
a couple, yeah, like the promo stuff, but I don't know. I don't know.
2 hours and 28
minutes. So literally,
golly,
2.5 hours.
What's that? Did you ever watch that movie in school where it was like 4 hours long? It was like this old movie. You know, The Patriot? That's kind of a longer movie. It wasn't like that, but it was like, I don't know. It'll come to me later. But first, let's listen to the intro. One time
I watched, I went to see a Transformers movie, and I'm not even kidding. I got to the theater at noon, and we didn't leave till like 5:30.
And that back then it's dark outside. It was the longest movie.
And this was like years ago, back when they were still making Transformers movies, but. It was the longest movie I've ever seen in my life.
I hate long movies.
Pointless story, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into the music.
Oh, it was like Running with the Wind or something like that. I'll find it, but intro music time. Running. Are you rapping? Or is it my turn to rap?
Yeah, it's your turn, bro. Oh,
break. It's okay.
Your turn, bro. What's funny is I wasn't looking at you, so like it kind of like scared me. Like, well, what is going
on? Size the headphones down to my tiny head.
No, it's okay. I just have an abnormally large head. It's not you.
Well, you are 8 feet tall, me. So your head proportions are going to be a little bit bigger.
That's why I'm not sitting on a pillow right now, because I'm big enough to not need one.
See, I'm almost as tall as you. Yeah.
Anyways, let's go ahead and get to that intro music, finally, 20 minutes later.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1... 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Random talk, you already know. Using Anchor app, you already know. Time to write some dope rap.
Shout out Anchor.
You already know. Hey, Cameron, Isaac, not here. But me and Jason are always here. I just rhymed here with here. You're welcome,
and America. And you rhymed no with no like 8 times.
That's my favorite. Rhyme beat segment things. What's the rule of rhyme? Like, what's like the ABBA? What are those called? Yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but they probably are like the rules of rhyme.
Yeah.
Anyways,
potentially.
Thank you all for being here. We are very happy to be here. I know you might think that that's not the case.
And I'm not going to look it up now. I'm trying to find that movie.
Running in the Wind.
I watched it in like fifth or sixth grade.
What type of movies you watching?
And it was like this old...
Fifth grade.
Yeah, I watched The Patriot in fifth grade, dude. And that's like a rated R movie.
I was about to say, that is not something you should...
It was a clean version. Like, so they cut out all the... Okay. But it was still... We had to have the permission slip, you know?
Yeah.
And...
I was signing permission slips for movies, by the way, till like senior year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like by then no one cared.
Even though half of the class is like 18.
Yeah. Still, dang, what were you watching?
I don't remember, but I took
some rated R.
I took a film lit class, and it was probably like, I think it might have been the
Apple TV special.
I don't remember. Anyways, yeah. That's not the important part of the story. But the important part is, if you have a permission slip, we should invite a bunch of people to come to the season finale and make them sign permission slips.
Who knows what's going to happen? That would be epic. Yeah, permission slips are, it's kind of a fun time, man. Back in the days,
it's kind you of had a fun to time. Forgetting to get them signed and then missing out on whatever the heck the class is doing.
It was funny because today, because I work at the school and recess duty, right?
What? You've never mentioned that on the show before.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. Stunner.
Stunner.
But
that's what all the kids say when Matthew walks by.
Yeah.
Stunner.
Sounds like something else.
Nah, he be looking cute at school, bro.
But the third graders all went to field trip to the Nutcracker. Did you ever do that? Man.
Going on field trips to
other plays. I was always kind of boring. Kind of a boring field trip. But anyways, there was like...
Wait. Sorry, what did you just say?
So like...
To other...
So you go a field trip to like a play.
Oh, to a play. Okay.
Yeah. So like the third graders...
went right past me.
The third graders today, they went on a field trip to the Nutcracker, but there's only like three that didn't go. And so when it was recess time, like they're the last class out and there's only three of them. So I was just like... Just chilling with them, talking with them, because I felt bad because they weren't there, you know. So I try to make their hour of
Matthew. Have you ever not gone to a field trip?
You know what, Jason? I have. Okay, and I think we've shared it before.
We have probably a dozen times.
And I hate you for it.
This show, we could already be on season three if I didn't go to that field trip. If you think about it,
that was a good time, man. It sucked, honestly. Old grandpa sub fell asleep halfway. I could have dipped.
You could have.
But I was like a good student, okay?
Shout out to you, bro.
Like, well, getting imagine, called like, down.
You like squeak a floorboard and he's like,
what? I just go through the ceiling. Just
where'd you go?
Yeah. But I feel like we need to tell a story again now because we're just like, man.
No.
Really fast, quick 5 second summary. Chinese class field trip.
5 seconds of summer.
field trips. I didn't go, and I got stuck with the sub, and it was boring. I was the only one in the class, and it was awkward.
And I potentially, because I didn't get my thing signed either. Back to that. I didn't get my thing signed.
Back.
And I didn't want to go, so I stayed home. And if I had gone that day and sat in that class alone,
dude,
with Matthew,
could you imagine how fun that would have been? Oh my gosh!
I mean, we didn't like know each other very well at the time.
We were gaining our, but we would be talking about NBA every period.
Yeah, we would have been like forced to at that point. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
With the old grandpa, he's our producer now.
Hey, so, full circle moment. Just kidding. That's not true.
What was I saying? From all the permission slip stuff,
like how you were talking to the kids at recess because you felt bad for them.
Yeah, that was kind of the end of the story. Okay. I had something before that, but
Well, speaking
of... Oh, the Patriot and... Oh, yeah! Yeah. Where he gets his head blown off.
Did they show you that part?
No. That would have been epic, though.
I feel like in
all the girls?
Like, in those moments, like in, you know, in movies that they, like, edit for, like, younger audiences or whatever, it should be, like, more of, like, a silent movie where, like, in those moments where, like, instead of cutting something out, just go to a black screen and just say, like, lost his head. So you still get the full context of the story, but you don't actually have to see any of, like, the graphic, like,
well, they didn't show stuff. The graphic stuff. It was just the next scene. Like, the next camera
Yeah,
angle.
But I feel like, what if, like, one of the, like, important plot points also just so happened to be graphic? You know what I mean? Like, you could, like, really miss something
you
out.
You could. When we make our movies that's very graphic, we're going to put it back down
we
to
are gonna
elementary
make
school.
Rated...
Rated F.
Yes.
Yeah.
For freaking graphic, bro.
FG.
Yeah.
PG, more like FG, freaking graphic. Jeez. Yeah. I was not planning to talk about this for 10 minutes.
No.
How was your week, Jason?
Thank you for asking, Matthew.
I'm drinking a lot of water. I might be done in this in 2 seconds.
I don't want to bum anybody out, but I don't want to, like, answer dishonestly.
We're leaning back here on the couch.
So, you know what I'm going to say?
Say it.
My week, while maybe it... Sorry about that, if that picked up. But anyways, my week... We're getting comfy. My week, it was a time of great character development. I really, you know... Sure, it might have not been...
The coolest,
happiest,
but hey,
sun is shining in my soul.
The
but,
rainbow's out.
You know, exactly.
Shout out to Rainbow Cookies,
hashtag
man.
Be your own rainbow. Be somebody else's rainbow today. You know what?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just smile, bro. You know what I mean? Like when you're like walking back to school. Because we
never leave school subjects.
Like
here.
Mentally, we're still there. graduated like what, eight months ago? Something like that. No,
less
like seven.
Six.
Yeah.
Six plus five is a lot. Seven. Yeah, seven. Yeah. 7 plus 5 is 12.
Yeah.
We're in December now.
Graduated more than half a year ago, and I'm still hung up. Anyways, point is, like, you know,
I had to go back to school.
Back in school days.
I just couldn't. I missed it so much.
Like, imagine. But you never even went there. Like, imagine if it was, like, somewhere like you went.
No, like, I'm talking
about.
Wouldn't
that be weird?
Last week.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't like, talked about that.
But, like, imagine if you worked at, like, Vista.
Oh.
Name drop, sorry.
Like, we've name dropped it plenty, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
That's our middle school, by the way. Anyways, our old middle school.
Where we met.
We're still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually. Anyways, enough of the nostalgia. I'm just going to say, you know, like back in those old school days, I'm 12. You know, like when you're in school and maybe you're like just walking down the halls, you're just kind of going through the motions. Maybe you're not having like the best day, or maybe you're just completely indifferent. Maybe it's just like a fine day. You know what I mean? But like you're going and like maybe you turn a corner.
Kind of the vibes are just
and
off.
And you see somebody, whether you know them or you don't, or you have classes or whatever, and they just pop a quick smile. You just have that brief little moment that can really like make a difference. You know what I mean? So be a rainbow, whether that's for yourself or somebody else, all the above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Not going to get copyrighted.
Joy to the world.
Angelic pipes.
They are verily. They're very angelic.
Angelic. Thank you. No, I appreciate that.
You want to sing for us? I'm just kidding.
But yeah. So my week, important. But
important.
Not the best.
Personal.
But anyways. But
we don't want to say a lot of things.
I mean.
So you don't have to.
I mean. Imagine I can't remember.
Therapy session here.
Yeah, no.
Just kidding.
Speaking of which, I might have to reach back out.
I'm glad.
Oh, by the way, actually, no. I'm gonna say that. Shout out to therapy. Shout out to therapists. Shout out to all the people that I've talked to, like licensed professionals. Because
rapid fire shout outs. Here we go.
Yes. Cue the sound effect. I don't know if we have one, but shout out to all therapists, not just mine, shout out to all therapists, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying not to get on a soapbox here, but I feel like I'm already on it. I hate that there's such like a stigma around therapy. Like, if you're not good, bro, like, first of all, you don't need to be responsible for like fixing yourself 100% of the time. Some stuff is like just more, you need more, right? And that's fine, that's totally good, that's just life, bro. So yeah, I just hate that there's such like a thing about it. Like it's some like weak thing that you have to go do cause you're like all busted up, which is not the case, bro. I go to therapy. I'm great. but yeah, no, would 100% recommend whether you're going through something or not. Sometimes it's just good to chat. Anyways, Matthew, your rapid fire, the shout out.
My rapid fire shout out.
I think I said RFP. Rapid fire of the shout out. Like, I combined it with yay of the day. Rapid fire of the day.
RFS. That's the
RFS. Initials.
My RFS
rapid
here.
Rapid fire shout out.
I said RFP or something like that.
Random podcast.
I think it was last week or the week before episode-wise. Mason paid for my food at Subway.
Let's go.
We found him. And we paid him back. So, shout out Isaac for paying... For him and Mason.
Just when you said, because I didn't even compute who Mason was for a second. So I just thought he was just like one of your, like, you know, some like mutual friend or whatever. Like mutual between like you and like Isaac or something. Like, obviously not me. But yeah, I was like, I thought some kid named Mason just like ran away and you're like, we found him. And I paid him back. Shout out to Mason. Shout out to Subway. Subway, your way. More like, no way.
Home, Spider-Man.
Shout out to that. What's that song? It's like, there's no way. There's no way. I don't know how it goes.
There's a song.
It's called No Way. There's
No Way, Jose.
No way. There's no way. There's no way.
No way that's the song.
If we find it, we'll play it at the end of the episode.
Or right now. Cool. If you heard it. If not, sorry.
if not, sorry.
Because the YouTube won't hear that because...
Yeah, we shout out to Spider-Man. Shout out to Tom Holland. Like I know a while ago, like 15 episodes ago. Is that true?
That is true.
That was 15 weeks holy ago.
Bajugle, man.
But anyways, I'm talking about season 2, episode 33, which if you haven't, go check it out. It's also on YouTube and you need to be watching. but no, I mentioned how I'd never seen any of Tom Holland's Spider-Man films. And
that is true.
I mean, I know that one's coming out soon, so it's like, do I like binge them and like see what's good? And
so you really haven't seen any of them?
None of the Tom Holland ones, no.
They're really good.
You think so?
I think so. And I'm not a Marvel fan. I hate Marvel. But this last one that came out 2 years ago?
But I'm like a Spider-Man guy too, which is
we'll watch it tonight.
Admittedly ironic, but also like...
If we have it.
I was going to say, what?
Go rent it from...
Might be on Disney.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's like the only ones that aren't on there. We're going to rent it from Redbox, actually.
Shout out to...
Do you remember Redbox?
That's my rapid fire shout out, bro. Shout out to Redbox, yo. I used to get like games there, obviously movies, like, I mean, just discs. They just did like all types
the
of
anticipation
discs.
Of going, but then they're all out, and then you're like, ah!
Yeah, gotta like search through, find something.
Didn't they have like a little covering where like cover the screen so you have to like flip it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro.
Whoa.
Redbox, man.
Redbox. Blue Sorry, box. Redbox. Orange box, all the boxes out there.
Hey, if you're listening Xbox. To this, if you're listening to this on a Redbox disc,
yeah, that's how we're gonna sell them.
Yeah,
instead of the
yeah, big let's discs just get that, a like, bunch of blank CDs and just like put all the episodes on.
That would be if we could figure out how to do
60
that.
60 CDs,
we should do that.
Ooh, that'd be sick, bro. You guys
like hand them out play? For gifts, put them on merch. I have tons of blank
a
CDs
little
somewhere.
Bundle?
Little bundle?
A little random
for our Patreon members?
For
our
Patreon members that don't exist because we don't have a Patreon?
What? Don't tell them that.
I mean, shout out to all of our Patreon donators.
Shout out, man. Shout out.
We'll put your name on the screen.
Yeah. Just
yeah. I was watching like somebody's YouTube video and they were like, thank you so
it's,
much.
Yeah,
for
it's a classic.
Everybody who's been on the Patreon and they have like a little like, it's almost like the credits.
It is, yeah, it is the card like, just scrolls
or they,
down.
Oh, they'll have like a little ticker across the screen and like everybody's name.
Hey, I'm going to do that at the
it
end of the episode.
It almost makes me want to like donate just so I can like
yeah,
have
so
my name
be,
on their video.
Because you love name your name on things.
I do.
That's what
when I
learned.
Don't put it there.
Right.
Because then it's
right,
like cool.
Right, yeah. I'll do that like across the screen right now. Just all the different names that've been on the show.
It's just my name. Like, just kidding. but yeah, no. Like, I got a new phone, by the way, this week.
Shout
also.
Out.
So, I
rapid
mean,
fire shout out
but
to Apple.
The point of it is not to, like, shout out my phone. The point of it is to say, like, now, like, my name's on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Again.
It's fun,
which is
man.
Cool. That I didn't put it there.
Yeah.
It's just like, I mean, just, a lot of it is, like, ask me, what's your name?
It's like when you, on the first day of school, back to school, first day of school, like, your desk has your name tag on it, and then, like, your pencil box, remember
yeah.
those?
Yeah.
And then, like, all these other things have your name on it. It's
OG,
like, my teacher
man.
Already knows me, man.
Let's
like,
go.
We're best buds.
You got my name on the Skyward file.
Let's go.
Let's go. My, was your, like, in school, like, when they would, in school, because this is a school show, by the way. Was your, like, school was show. Your middle name in, like, the Skyward thing?
Yeah.
Because... I think mine might have been in there, but it was never displayed on anything. Like, not like if they pass out like a grade sheet.
No.
Or like some of them, like the seating chart, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like they throw up the
like,
Skyward
like, and it's like
for the seating chart.
Like, full name is up there, and mine was never up there. And I was just like, what the heck?
I'm shifting a lot around here.
Yeah,
so,
you are.
But,
I like to move it, move it. Hey, last night, listen, I've been watching some killer movies.
Oh,
lately.
Let's talk. Movie talk. Here we go. New segment.
Shout outs to these movies. I watched, so recently, background, recently I watched Stuart Little, right? And it was good. Like, I hadn't seen it in a couple years. Like, it was good. I enjoyed it. Right?
I just want to ask, like, what, like, led you to that?
I was...
Were you scrolling,
was,
or were you
scrolling,
like,
was,
I'm just going to watch
just,
Stuart Little?
It was just one of them, and I was like,
Man. Is that the one where they race boats?
Boats, yeah. And then in the second one, which is the one I'm shouting out, because, not last night, but the night before, I watched Stuart Little 2, and in that one,
all I'm seeing is like.
Do you remember?
The cover
have
of
you
him
in
the
have
skateboard.
You seen it? Like to your memory.
I'm gonna look it up, see if it refreshes.
Okay, because it's the one with like the there's like a hawk in it, and he's like the evil guy.
Sounds familiar.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Yeah, so basically Stuart Little 2, he meets this bird chick. Sorry, that's...
The bird chick, that's...
I mean, technically, yeah, but no.
2002 film. Oh my goodness.
That's literally older than me, and I'm sitting here talking about it like I've got anything to say. Yeah, so he meets this bird.
Is that the bird chick?
Yes, her name is... Oh, it's like really close to a name that I've heard a lot in terms
Veronica.
Of like a common name. It's like
Marley.
Look up the characters. I want to, because her name was like Merdola or something like that. Sorry, this is really
Margalo.
Yes, because I was like, oh, it's kind of like Margo, but like with an extra syllable for no reason.
I remember the cat Snowball. I remember that very. I don't think I remember the second one. I remember the
Anyways,
first one.
I watched it, and it was really good. Because, you know, sometimes sequels don't always work out. You know, don't mess with a good
season
thing.
Season 2, not as well as season 1 of Random Talk Podcast.
I mean, we are weird.
That's way better.
For sure. But yeah, no, Stuart Little 2, if y'all have seen that, go get on it, bro. Go to your local Redbox. Get both of them. Is there a third one, by the way?
Go get How to Train Your Dragon as well.
Because I keep like
Finding Nemo.
Because like I looked up the cast. Because the little George, like the human kid of the family. He has like
the human kid of the family.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta specify in this universe. But no, like,
but Stuart, like, Big.
He has a friend named Will. And he was just, like, the funniest little dork. Like, obviously, like, it's all just, like, his lines or whatever. But just, like, he was just, like, a really good actor. But he was, like, 7 or something, you know what I mean? So, I looked up the cast to, like, find him, see what he's, like, been in recently. I didn't recognize
Avengers. He is Thor.
No, but, like, I wanted to see if I'd, like, seen any of his other movies. And I don't think I have. But anyways, while I was looking all that up, I think I might have seen something for, like, a third one. I don't know if that's real. Because, like, we're getting into some risky territory. Like, a sequel can still be good. You know, maybe you can explore some different, like, character dynamics you didn't get to in the first one or whatever. But, like, but yeah. Once you get in that 3 to 4 to more range, can be a little risky.
Sketchy.
in terms of having, like, a good realistic plot. You know what I mean? Because, like, some of those Avengers movies just, like, get crazy. Anything can happen. Everybody's dead. We're on 8 different planets, and I don't know. I haven't seen.
And I've fallen asleep.
Yeah, we're gone. But
some those nerds are just crying because their favorite character died, and it's like, dude, you're in a movie theater. Listen, stop.
We all gotta get up and go home at the end of this. Like, let's make it easy. Just kidding. But
lots of movie discussions today.
Yeah, bro. With that being said, I don't know if I've just... I feel like I said this, like I'm getting like deja vu, but I don't know if I've just been in like a particularly like emotionally vulnerable state for like the last like 18 years, but I kind of get a little like teary eyed at like some weird movies, bro. Not
like Stuart Little too. Crying at Stuart Little too.
They found Stuart? No,
is that when he runs away? Or is that the first one?
No.
Isn't there a scene where he's, like, really mad and the parents are like, oh, we can't keep the mouse anymore. And he, like, runs away. And they're like, we got to find Stuart. And the kid's all crying because Stuart's like...
I feel like I should... No, because...
What movie is that?
No, because there's, like, other mice that, like, come to pick him up. And they're like, where are your parents? But spoiler alert, they aren't actually his parents. You know?
There's
like,
a sad scene, though, where they start fighting.
And his dad is all like, hey, Stuart, come...
Forget from New York.
But, yeah, no, they live in New York, but... His dad's like, or his, the
human dad. His,
I say it in air quotes, because if you can't see my air quotes, you're not watching this on YouTube. I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm not kidding, but like, come on. Anyways, no. Like,
what you doing?
Like, no, like, these other mice, which sounds so weird to say, but these
this
other mice.
This is stupid. Why are we
like,
talking
no,
about
they,
Stuart
like, come, no, you know what? Maybe he does go missing, because don't they?
I thought he runs away, or the kid runs away.
No,
somebody runs away in this movie.
It's the mouse, bro. It's Stuart.
Oh my gosh.
No, because
I'm looking it up.
We're watching the whole movie. We'll get
Rotten Tomatoes.
Part 2 of this episode. No, he does. Because they like call the cops or whatever, and there's like a whole search for him, and they like put out flyers for him, his little mouse body self. I'm pretty sure. I'm like,
does anyone
69%
run away in
does
Stuart?
Run away?
I don't even know how to spell Stuart.
S-T-U-A-R-T.
Stuart Little. Does anyone run away in Stuart Little? Who's Harriet?
The whole Wikipedia for the thing. Harriet? Doesn't sound familiar, bro.
Oh, I gotta put movie, man, because there's a book.
Exactly. It's based off the book. Which, by the way, in the sequel, like in the opening thing, because, you know, these, like all the things, like when they're shouting out, like all the studios and whatever that worked on it, it was like story based upon the characters from the novel, Stuart Little. Because they had to say that because they couldn't follow the plot point because there's only one book. You know what I mean? No, he does. Stuart is like, I don't know if he runs away or if he goes like missing or if he gets like,
he says,
napped.
I run away from home this morning, explains Stuart. I'm going out into the world to seek my fortune and to look for a lost bird.
That's in the second one, though.
Okay.
He does do, yes. He does.
I feel like there's a really sad scene where they're like, we gotta let you go. Or he like runs away and he's like, we gotta find Stuart. Welcome to movie talk here on the Random Talk Talk.
Jeez, I think you might be right. I think.
Unless this is another.
I think in the first one, maybe. Show. But in the second. By the way,
if we're watching it.
If you guys haven't seen Stuart Little, I'm sorry.
I bet I have the CD.
We've been talking about this. Okay, Matthew's gone. But no, like, in the. I'm just, hey guys, welcome to the Tayshin Show. Tayshin Show. Welcome to the Tayshin Show. But no, because in the second one, the bird dips Margalow, because like they hang out and they're buddies, but then turns out she's like not so good. And she like steals his mom's wedding ring, which is like valuable, right? Because diamonds? Because diamonds? And so she's like, I'm sorry, Stuart, but I have to, because she's got like a heart, but she's got like this job that she's got to do it for, because she's working for this evil hawk. I'm explaining the whole film. Anyways, but she like goes away, she dips, and Stuart's like, yo, I gotta find her. So he does do that, and then like George, the human kid, is like, he's like covering for him all the time. He's like, no, mom, Stuart's just like rehearsing. He's on the phone. No, mom, Stuart's rehearsing for the school play. It was supposed to be a surprise, that's why I didn't tell you. And like, no, mom, Stuart's at Will's house. Will's the kid that I was telling you about. And so she like calls Will. Skip to this timestamp if you don't care. Just kidding. Are you good? No, Matthew's just like crashing stuff back there.
I'm getting all the things you can find on Redbox and you can bring them and
see them. Oh gosh.
Go down memory lane.
Redbox Hall. but yeah, no. So I think, I think in both movies, Stuart at some point like either runs away or like goes missing. So, man, I mean, he just wants to explore the world. Like, he might be a little mouse, bro, but he's got a big heart for adventure, dog.
Okay.
Shout out to Isaiah Thomas.
So, as I tried to find, I couldn't find Stuart Little. I thought we had it. but I'm going to show you some discs that I found, okay?
If you can't see...
First one is Rio.
Bro, if you can't see these discs, that means you're not watching YouTube, and you need to be watching that. Thank you.
Okay, we have Rio.
One of my favorite movies ever. Bro, Rio had me tearing up, bro. For real.
Okay. We had Rio, which is weird. We have the OG Curious George. Weird.
Whoa.
I know.
Will Ferrell. Shout out.
Is he actually... Oh my gosh, he is! I didn't know that was him!
Is he Curious George?
He might be the... He's the man.
He's probably the man in the
Did you ever watch this?
Yes. I might be thinking of a different one, actually.
Oh, this is a great Christmas. It's...
Santa
versus the Snowman, 3D. Sorry, 3D, bro? 3D movies? 3D. Wow.
Do you have 3D goggles, glasses,
no. Spectacles? We could have watched that, though. That's a great one. We were talking about this. We've been talking about these on the last couple episodes here. Hoodwinked.
Alvin! Hoodwinked? Hoodwinked? A classic, by the way. That show used
you to already be. Know. Underdog!
Underdog.
We mentioned that one. And the final one, Leapfrog, Letter Factory!
We were just talking about that.
We were just talking about that, so we brought it over. Man, anyways, That's a great segment.
Shout out to those shows, bro. Yeah. That's cool. OG memories right there. Shout out to Will Ferrell. Man in the Yellow Hat, as he's known. Maybe.
That's definitely him. That's definitely, because I can hear the voice in my head. You know, it's very curious. George. He's British. You get curious, the voice.
George. Yeah, no, shout out to that. Shout out to Stuart Little. If you haven't seen that, You think they're like paying me to say this for a movie that came out 20 years ago. They don't care. It's Stuart Little has nothing else to prove. I mean, he's certified cult classic for sure. But anyways, Are we gonna?
I was trying to find
get
like,
into this. Okay.
The man in the yellow hat, and then
played by Will Ferrell.
It doesn't say that. It just didn't say.
Can
it on
we?
The
can you look it up?
Let's curious, look it up.
Will Ferrell, Curious George.
Why not, man? Oh.
Sykes.
He's Ted.
That's his name. That's the man.
That,
yellow
no,
name.
It's not.
Yes, it is. No, I swear, Ted Shackleton. Bro, yes, it is. Look up separately. Ted. What was
Shackleford?
I swear.
I thought that was the old grandpa who runs the museum.
Bro, I'm almost.
That voice is in my head too.
I'm almost certain. I could be totally wrong though.
American actor. What?
Is that his profession in the show? He played that guy in the movie?
No way. I'm just gonna put Ted from Curious George. Ted Shackleford.
Look at him, bro.
Played by.
That's the man in the old hat. That's probably like the guy in the show versus the guy in the movie. The two different actors. Yeah, bro. Ted Shackleford. The man in the yellow hat. The more you know. Shout out Teddy.
But who plays him?
Theodore. Will Ferrell.
But it just said under his name, Curious George.
Yes, in the movie called Curious George. Will Ferrell played every role in that movie.
Just like Tom Hanks from Polar Express.
Yeah. cut to Will Ferrell in the recording booth going like, and then over here he's like, George!
give my hat back!
Give my hat back, George.
Oh, man. Wow.
Shout out to Curious George. Stay curious,
that first,
my friends.
That first scene, when he's in the jungle, the very opening scene in the jungle, then he goes back. They're trying to find that little Indiana Jones-type treasure.
Yeah. Because
of Curious. Okay, let's move on.
Of course.
Let's move on.
Curious George. Let's just get some like applause for like all of the great things that we've
shouted out. I feel like we need
out.
To just play his voice, like a scene from it. You know what I mean?
Can we do this? Is this allowed?
I don't think we're gonna get.
We're fine.
We don't get paid for this. We're good.
Movies have taught me exactly what to do in this situation.
There it is.
Kids, don't try this out.
That was Will Ferrell.
That is him. Okay. That's kind of a sad movie.
Yeah, let's
maybe it's Curious George where he runs away.
Let's do.
Maybe it's the Monkey Man.
No, it might be both because it definitely is Stuart Little. I don't know if it's George though.
Okay.
Yeah, movies that you didn't know were sad.
Well, hopefully your week
Curious
in
George.
The future get a little bit
Thank
better.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
That's where that came from. Because we get all the way from there.
Matthew, how was your week, bro?
My week was amazing. Actually,
hey,
no, that's
it's
not
called,
that amazing.
It's called random talk, okay?
That's
this
true,
is what
that's
we
true.
Do.
I had a crazy week.
So if you want to change the name of this show, then we can talk about some
48 episodes in.
two more. We're like,
two
hey,
more, then we'll change it.
Name of the show.
But I have lots of things. What do you want to start with? Option one, two, or
well,
three?
Will you just tell me how your week was?
Oh.
Like,
but
I
these
mean,
are, okay,
I mean,
okay.
Just, but
it's all my week.
We'll keep it brief if you want to get to that.
No.
We can,
those are the, not part of my week, so. I thought they were all part of my week. They weren't.
Okay.
So, me and Isaac Peterson, friend of the show, guest
he's,
on the show.
He's been on a couple
two
times.
Two times. All right, two times?
Twice.
Yeah, I hit a solo-sode and a...
Double-sode. Both of those are on YouTube, by the way. And on, like, everywhere else. So, be sure to go
true,
check those
true.
Out. They are on YouTube, like I just said. And you need to be watching those.
So, what me and Isaac did was we had to go back to Thundervision, which was just a... You know, a video broadcasting thing at the high school, make videos, and we were part of it last year, and it's super fun, right? And so, they're doing a 24-hour live stream for Christmas jars, which is like a tradition where you donate money to families in need for Christmas time in your community, right?
Shout out.
Shout out to that.
That's really cool.
And so, what Thundervision does is a 24-hour live stream on YouTube for 24 hours straight, right? They do challenges, they do
Is that allowed
interviews.
In high school?
Well, they get permission to do,
okay.
But it's not allowed, but okay. They get permission for charity, you know?
Hey, Mom.
Yeah, no, like, people had to, like, stay over, and it was fun, a fun time. I never did, but, like...
Hey, shout out to Charity, bro.
Shout out to Charity Nye, too. Shout out.
Shout out to Charity Zollinger, one of my old, she worked at my high school. shout
Your
out to
old
you.
High school.
Best friend.
BFFs. So.
Genuinely, I'm just going to say this because I don't think she listens to the show, but for real, like a, like if I had to like give my, like, I say school friends, when in reality my school friends should have just been, like, students. But mine were
your
all
peers.
Like, staff, because I'm weird and I'm that kid, I guess. But no, she would have been, like, she kind of would have been, like, the mom, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, shout out.
So, shout out to
anyways,
the mom.
You were saying. To the other
we
kind
got,
of charity.
Yeah, we got invited back on. You know, I felt like some celebrities, like, we're welcome back. You know, the legends. Yeah,
the famous
yeah,
alumni.
Yeah, yeah.
Matthew
to
and
do,
Isaac.
To do, like, a skit as part of his 24-hour live stream. Mm-hmm. And if you, we were trying to reenact Jimmy Fallon's old EO bit that he did, like, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Like, it was super funny.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, that bit he did. And so we were trying to reenact it, and... Those things
shout
on,
to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Shout out Jimmy Fallon
for the idea. Yeah,
yeah. Those things only are like 5, 6 minutes on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. On the segment, ours had to be 20 minutes long.
Of course,
20 minutes
of
long
course.
Of doing for 20 minutes. Okay, and so we like try to plan on Monday. So this is on Wednesday. This is Wednesday morning. It's happening. Back up to Monday after school. After school,
after
we're
school.
Back after work. We get together. We start to plan things out.
Yeah.
Then on Tuesday, we're like, we are still unprepared. We still got to plan these out, right? Because
okay.
we don't know what to do for 20 minutes of the segment, right? So then on Tuesday night, we go down to Provo.
Okay.
Because his dad was in the hospital. Prayers up for Isaac's dad. We love you. Shout out. Hopefully you're doing well. But anyways, we go to Provo, the hospital. We drop something off at the hospital. Then we go to DI. Okay. This is about 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
DI.
Desert Industries.
Thrift store.
Yeah, thrift store where we live. And so we go shopping, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And EO isn't like, it's girls as they're dressing up, cross-dressing
yes.
as girls.
Jimmy Fallon and like whoever his guest is, you know, whatever, is they'll dress up as like
teenage
girls.
Yeah, maybe even less than teenage.
Probably like preteen.
Preteen girl.
Probably
yeah.
like some like 13-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, yes. So what you're saying is
we had to
you
go
guys
shop
to dress up
shop. For okay. girls' clothes.
Okay.
In the DI.
Which is something that I imagine you haven't done too many times
before. Oh, never.
Yeah.
This is my first time. But
okay.
Isaac was super confident. He's like I'm like, dude, I'm not walking through this aisle. Because DI for you don't know, it's like there's only two main aisles, right? There's only two main aisles, and there's just just hangers.
Mm-hmm.
Sections.
Yeah.
And so there's not really aisles. You just kind of like walk around through things.
Yeah.
And so we had to push a shopping cart full of like skirts and tank tops
and
leggings.
Isaac.
And he was just cruising. He was just going. But I'm like, I'm just going to stick in the main aisle. Like, I don't want to look. I'm like on my phone, but like not on my phone because I don't want to look weird. I was really uncomfortable. I'll admit. Like,
obviously.
I feel like everyone's just looking at me. Like, why are you like searching? Because like.
It's weird that like when you're doing something out of your comfort zone, you feel that like so much more intensely.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everybody's watching me mess
like,
up.
Yeah. Like, it was weird though. And then because we would like match it up. Like, say we had this like tank top, we would have to find like a skirt or something to match it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, does this look cute? Is this going to look good? And
I
just imagine like all
I'm
the.
I'm so sad I wasn't
dude,
there.
I'm like, if Jason was here, this would have been hilarious. Oh. So we're like becoming our own like fashion models here. Like we're like putting some great outfits
yeah.
together.
That's
and
awesome.
It was super funny and embarrassing for me. Isaac was crushing it. So shout out to Isaac. So then of course we're still in like the girl section.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to move over to the boys section. The men voice.
Man
the boys.
The boys.
The boys.
The Bens. Shout out to all my Bens out there. One of you are my dad.
You
that was
are
the
a
most
Ben.
Like harmonious laugh we've ever had in our life.
It's true. That's kind of pretty
shout
good.
Shout out to the word harmonious. Harmonious?
Hormones?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not it. But
shout out to Fifth Harmony.
We're not going to change in, like, the girls' stalls or the
right.
girls' dressing rooms.
Okay.
So we have to go over, you know, change the boys. And so Isaac goes in first to try on. I mean, this is like, I'm trying to paint the picture for all of you guys listening and watching and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he has, like, this pink, no, it's like this red tank top.
Okay.
And this skirt that goes past his knees. So not, like, a kind of a long skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, polka dotted. and like purple stripes and all this stuff.
Okay.
And then like he has to, and then he comes out and he's like, oh, we probably need an undershirt. Like try to get, cause like, you know, get an undershirt on, got this lavender purple undershirt. So okay. Purple, red on purple. And then like, you know, more colors underneath.
Okay.
And like bright pink leggings.
Right.
So this is the outfit. Okay. Just okay. Like, typical 13-year-old girl, typical, you know, show typical. Up to eighth grade. Hey guys.
But, hey guys.
And so, but the undershirt, like the long sleeve lavender shirt is too big. So he kind of has to rip it a little bit. And so he's stretching it. So he looks really tight in this. Yeah, and he just walks out of the dressing room and I lose it, bro. I am just laughing my head off. Cause he's like, he didn't like, you know, blast the door open. He's like, hello world. Right.
Yeah,
he like
yeah.
peeked. He's like, do I look good? You know? And I started laughing. And so of course I'm so, it's like, Diaz kind of a quiet place. I mean, it's not a lot of like,
oh, I mean, you don't go there to, like, be loud.
Right.
You
know? I mean, there's music playing, but it's, right. like, still.
But just like any other store.
Yeah. Like, Walmart's pretty loud. I mean, Costco's yeah. kind of loud. Just, but, like, yeah. this is a more quieter place.
People just, for some reason, are just so, like, chill when they
yeah.
like, thrifting.
Yeah. But. Yeah. So true, though.
Yeah.
And I start laughing. So all the attention but, probably came
yeah,
to my little
all
corner.
Ended when
yeah.
You were, yeah.
Yeah. And I, and I, it was so, I wish I took a video of it because it was so funny. And then it's my turn to go. Mm-hmm. To go in and change, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here, and I like take some mirror selfies and stuff. I'm like, this is what exactly what I want to spend my Tuesday night doing.
Hey man, sounds and, like a hoot to me.
And we like, you know, mix the combos, and I ended up going with the like this tannish, kind of like fluffy tank top thing.
Okay,
you know, with those little flaps. I don't know.
Flaps, yeah.
And then I got the pink leggings from Isaac
mm-hmm.
and then a jorts, is that what it's called, like jean shorts,
yes
yeah
jorts
like short jean
word.
jean super short jean shorts.
Shout out to jorts, really,
and then
they don't get enough love.
I know, that was the funniest part, just shopping and some lady looks over us while we're picking out these jorts. We're like, this looks good.
You guys checking out the jorts?
I'm in the jorts tonight. Buy one, get one free yeah. for the jorts.
And you know they're like so short too.
Short jorts. And so, and I was jorts and then the pink leggings. And then I stole the lavender undershirt. It was kind of okay. weird. But that's what we ended up going on. The next day, we show up to school, right? Which is a weird experience. Like being like during class time.
Yeah. First time in like 7 months.
7 months. We yeah. learned that. Yeah. Where I had, so we go and then I'm trying to get the story right. I just don't, I feel like I'm just talking for 6 hours, you know.
Hey, bro, I went off on Stuart Little, so go crazy.
Stuart Little and George, yeah, man.
Don't
that's,
you feel bad.
And so now our call time, we're going to go live. This is a live stream, right? So we're going to go live.
Kind of like
what this is. And we're on at 10:40.
Okay.
So we get there about 10:15-ish, you know. And then we're trying to go over everything, what we're going to say. Because we had our intro, like, memorized. It was just, like, a stupid handshake we came up with. It was
yeah,
epic.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, and so we go to the bathroom. We go to the stall in the, like, bathroom. You know how high school bathrooms are, you know?
High school bathrooms? The worst.
The worst. Ew.
Ew.
And,
high school bathrooms.
And so we changed
in
there.
Shout out to our U segment right now.
Ew, Isaac, come on. Call
high
Isaac
school bathrooms.
Out.
Did he?
No, he hasn't responded yet.
Has anybody done anything?
No.
Bro!
And
how come nobody wants to be out?
And so,
listen, if you are listening, I'm just kidding.
And so just as we're walking out, the bell rings. So now people are going through the halls while we're going through the halls, dressed up as girls.
Looking better than ever, by the way.
Looking sexy. Like, that's yeah. how I want to come back yeah. through my high school.
Stunner! That's what the kids were saying.
Stunner!
That's what you said when Isaac popped out of the dressing room. Stunner!
Call me Stunner from now on.
Okay.
I'll call you Cheeto Puff.
Stunner and Cheeto Puff. Random
yeah.
talk with Stunner and Cheeto Puff.
And so, you know, people are giving us looks. The principal walks by. He's like, that's kind of festive. What? This is not Christmas outfit. This is like...
Can
this
we
the
talk
George.
About high school
principals? You see the George?
Can we talk about high school principals for a minute, bro? What the crap is their deal, dude? I've never had a cool principal, especially not in high school. I might have had a cool principal, just definitely not in high school.
Oh, man. Well, this is a new principal, so I didn't
yeah.
have him while while we were there.
7 months ago.
So he probably thought we were still students, you know?
Yeah, he's like, well, that's festive.
He's like, stunner. Well, that's festive.
Get out of here.
And we're like, yeah, you know. And
yeah,
we don't want to say, like.
You creep? Yeah, get out of here.
No, you, you know. Right back at you, right brother. Back at
you. You and your festive, what, tie?
Yeah, or, tie yeah. and, yeah. And so.
Slacks.
We have some friends come to drop off the wigs.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, so.
Yeah, because we're going all out.
But I was imagining you, like, already, like, full glam, you know
well,
what I mean?
We are the full glam, except the headwear.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
Water break. I'm getting. Careful, don't get over the mic. And so our friend comes, gives us the wig, mm-hmm. and Isaac is like, I'm putting on makeup. Like, I'm going all out. Puts
yeah,
on
see,
the lipstick.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah,
full glam,
yeah, yeah.
Bro.
He puts on a lipstick. He puts on like the eyeshadow, mm-hmm. eyeliner, whatever it's called. And I don't know my feminine product. And I'm like,
bro.
The wig's just fine for me. I'm not going makeup. Like, I'm not coming back here in the halls and putting on makeup. But shout out Isaac for doing that. Really crushed
shout
it.
Isaac.
And we performed for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
As the whole school was. I wouldn't say the whole school, but
the whole school was watching.
Yeah, it felt like it though, dude.
Yeah,
it was kind of awkward because you know, it was
that
like,
would be
ew.
So weird to like be live and to like know people are watching.
Oh, it was weird because like the broadcast room and like we were live mic'd up, and so it had a little echo just to start, and so okay. I would like, ew, and it felt like I was on a stage because I could hear it echo in the room, but there's also TVs outside playing it, and I mean, on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
And like there was a class at the time too, because we were using like the green screen white wall, and just around the wall was a class that had it. So they were just chilling watching it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, geez. Ah, geez.
So
not again.
Like, did they like do anything that day? Or did they just like
no.
watch
yeah,
the
they
live
just
stream?
Watched the live stream. Chill day, man.
Very
so
day.
That's my week with Isaac dressing up as teenage girls, sure. going back to the
Isaac,
school.
Bro.
It was a funny adventure, man. It was epic. It was kind of cringy, awkward, but fun.
Yeah.
We did some other interviews and stuff, so it was good to be back.
Wow, yeah. Sounds like a killer week, bro.
Dude, it was. But awesome. It was kind of funny. Yeah. And let's see, did anything else happen that day? We were filming Russian egg roulette with some
yeah,
of the PE
yeah.
teachers, which, by the way, the PE department, stunner.
Stunner.
They're so awesome.
That's cool.
But Isaac got, like, you know, did some egg yolk on him and whatnot. And we did a rap battle with some of the English teachers, which is our idea. So we're,
okay.
like, bringing
okay.
random talk to like,
to life,
Thunder
bro.
Vision, maybe.
Let's go. Little crossover, little mm-hmm, merge, mm-hmm. little collab.
Collab with the high school.
Let's
you already
go.
Know. So that was my week, man.
I love it. No, that sounds so epic.
It was,
yeah.
it was crazy. But, yeah.
Apparently.
Ew. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it I mean, it has to cut. It wouldn't turn red if it's not going to cut.
It's going to cut. We'll be right back.
Okay. Not coming from underneath this time. Three.
Now we're going to do the intuition
okay.
test.
Don't look at me.
Okay.
No! No!
I was going to
dang
it!
It!
I was going to
oh,
do it.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
do
yeah.
It.
That's how we start. Back in. Man.
It's going to be, like, just barely off.
Yeah.
The rest of the episode, yeah. it's going to be like, hello.
No, I'll match it up. I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like I've been talking forever. So if you want to talk, please feel free
okay.
to talk.
Well, I'm glad your week went as well as it did. And I would like to say now, if it's my turn.
Your turn. You have the floor. Literally.
I would like to say.
This is your floor.
Please
take it home with you.
Is that the case?
Just kidding.
I love carpet. Listen, you don't, I mean, this is the classic, you don't know what you got till it's gone or whatever, but like carpet in your bedroom, bro, is such a luxury, dog. Like,
All right.
I just mean like when I like wake up and I get out of bed and I got to walk on this hard floor, it's just like,
do you have hard floors?
No. In my current bedroom. Yes.
Huh?
By the way, all the other ones are carpet. For some reason, I got left out of the deal. But
that kind of sounds fun. Can we switch rooms for like a week so I can experience what hardwood floors feel? Wicking up.
I feel like the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to be like, damn, it's the carpet. Just because it's like so much more like...
Well, my carpet's welcoming. Different than these, this carpet. Well, yeah. My carpet's like, kind of old and crusty.
But yeah, like, I just, I don't know. Like, just waking up and just like putting your feet on some like nice carpet, bro.
It's the texture feel.
It's an underrated luxury. And now I feel bad because I feel like that could have been my yay of the day, but it's not going to be. Anyways.
We can see the yay of the day right now.
Sure. Hey, everybody. Let's cue that sound effect. We're going to get into the yay of the day. I feel like I've literally had chosen carpet before for mine, though.
But I think you have. Unless.
I got to find some way to word it differently. It's not carpet. It's.
Fibers.
I was gonna say like soft floor. Just kidding.
Well, that's kind of loud.
I like it. Okay, so yes, it is the yay of the day. Time to get grateful. If you're confused and you don't know what's going on, it's probably because you're not watching us on YouTube. No, I'm just kidding. The yay of the day is something that we like to do. A little segment. Where basically, you know, it's just to keep us grateful, just keep us, you know, kind of humbled, you know what I mean? To really like sit and appreciate all of the many cool things in life. And, you know, we've been doing this for a while, so we've shouted out some pretty peculiar stuff. That's kind of the goal, to kind of, you know, pick some of the more underrated things that you don't like, that you're not
different gonna, than the,
that you're not going to hear at like your Thanksgiving table.
Yeah. I mean, you can, grateful for my family, of course, but like we gotta pick something.
Oh, I was thinking about it the other way, like at the Thanksgiving table being like, oh, I'm grateful for
toilet plungers.
Hey, listen, toilet paper underrated, because like imagine a world without toilet paper. I mean,
oh, it'd be chaos.
I mean, naturally, we kind of witnessed that last naturally year. That's true. Naturally, you're gonna find an alternative because that's just something you gotta have,
like sandpaper.
Yes, Matthew, just like sandpaper. But no, like
stacks of sandpaper, you know, in my bathroom.
Not that toilet paper is all like replaceable or whatever, but I mean, it's,
dude, you know, when you get a nice roll of toilet paper, it's like, wow, this has changed my whole life.
And your bum.
And my bum. My booty is smoothie.
Those on the topic of toilet paper, I know we're talking about the yay today. But on the, this is random talk, not yay of the day talk, okay?
But it could be.
But it could be. Shout out to Yay Productions. Anyways. Shout out.
I don't think like, that's still a thing. On the topic.
You changed it?
Yeah.
What changed?
To Matthew Teason. Because you like that. Unless we could change it back.
It'll
always be Yay Productions in our heart.
I do appreciate that. Okay. I know I'm boring, but it's, you know, I just like it. Anyways. On the topic of toilet paper.
Changed it a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah, I was like,
I must 2 months have not ago. Been paying attention. Anyways, if you've been paying attention, you know that
that's a 5-star review voice and, memo.
Yeah, go check out those episodes in terms of the last 2 months. So that's like 8 episodes, bangers.
Honestly, dude,
the 40s have been great.
The 40s, the low, like the 10s to the early teens have been great. I've been listening to those today.
Mm-hmm.
The 40s have been awesome. It's been a great time to be alive, boys.
Oh, it definitely has been. But yes, no, sorry, I'm gonna get to it. On the topic of toilet paper, those Charmin commercials, you know, with like the red bears.
I thought they were blue bears.
They might have changed at some point because I think I remember the blue ones too. But
unless that's a package label.
Yeah, most recently I've remembered them to be red. They really don't hold back in their commercials.
They go hard.
They get down to business. And they are not shy about talking about what they're talking about. Which, you know, I admittedly have some respect for, because you know what you're getting and you know why you're getting it. But yeah, I mean, they're like, they have such a, like, the family, right? I'm gonna set the scene for any of you who aren't familiar. So basically, it's this family of bears.
I'll pull up a picture.
I don't know how many there are.
But, I think there's only 3 or 4.
But there's at least a mom, a dad, and a son.
It's probably based on the three little bears. Like
probably
keep going.
Goldilocks. But anyways,
shout out to childhood fairy tales. So it's
this family of bears, right? And they're absolutely infatuated with this brand of toilet paper. I mean, like. the way you must think it has drugs in it, the way that they are.
There's five bears.
There's five? Whoa.
Thank you. And we got red ones, blue ones, and brown ones. We got the whole bear rainbow here.
Shout out to diversity. Anyways.
Yeah.
But I was just going to say, like, they, like, seriously, like, they are, like throwback to, like, March
2020. If this picture doesn't tell anything about them, that's I don't know what will.
They are, like, they're into it, right? Like, think about, like, March 2020, like, how everyone was, for no reason, like, out of all things toilet paper, really. Anyways.
I like the shine right there.
Yeah. That's how you know they're getting clean.
My bum is sparkling.
like, think about that time and, like, how everybody was, like, toilet paper is the greatest thing on earth and we all need all of it. Like, think about that. But that's, like, their, like, permanent mindset. Like, it's the greatest luxury of all luxuries. And look, I'm not trying to demean toilet paper, because I think it's, like, one of the most, like, important, like, just things to have and privileges, to be frank, but
Tayson's toiletry pieces.
Shout out to that episode, season 2, episode
27. We just did the trivia on this.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know.
Take on a wild guess. Anyways, but yeah, no, it's just, like, weird, bro. Anyways, yay the day. Charmin Ultrasound.
Let's go.
Thank you for not sponsoring this episode. That sounds kind of mean. Not thank you for not sponsoring it. Like, dang, wish we could have got you on Team Random Talk. Shout out to scarymommy.com. We never got that deal done. But anyways, my A of the day today.
Was that not it? Was Charmin toilet paper not it?
No, I was just talking about, like, how weird it is that they're, like, in love with it. Like, anyways, do you have one, or would you
have one?
Please take the stage.
I was gonna say this, like, last, like, five episodes, but I keep forgetting. My day of the day just goes to, like, real conversations, and not, like, fake conversations, but, like, you know, honest conversations. That's the word.
Real conversations.
Real conversations.
Not like fake not conversations. Fake ones. If that couldn't be,
you know,
more
you
apparent.
Know what I mean.
Well, but I just thought it was. It was just really funny when you were like, real conversations, not fake ones, real ones.
Thanks.
You were direct and you were specific, and yeah. I appreciate that.
The real conversations where you just, and maybe it's not something deep. Are you? Like, you don't go into
but
your
just
life
like
story.
Genuine, like, you mean,
like,
what you're saying.
You're just,
you know?
You're just talking, you're having a good time. Yeah. Instead, you're, when you're hanging out, like, instead of just being on your phones or watching something, you're just like talking about random things.
It doesn't have to be anything crazy, like the, you know, whole history of the universe.
Or like the conversations with your grandparents, maybe, or with your mom and dad late at night. Awesome, fun times, man.
Okay.
That's my end of the day.
I'm with that. I like that. Shout out to all the grandmas out there.
Shout out to the grandmas, man.
Just grandmas.
BYOG.
I love everybody.
G-Pa G-Ma.
B-B.
Stunners.
BYOG. Yeah. Hey, if your grandparents are stunners, I mean, you know, like, that's, like, a thing that you have to know, right? Because, like, some grandparents be looking good, bro. Grandparents
looks
good
or
on,
like,
you. Stunner. Sorry.
What's your day of the day?
My day of the day is grandparents. Sexy grandparents.
Sexy ones. Scarygrandparents.com.
Man, that's a good question. I talked a lot about what my day of the day probably could have, should have, would have been.
I say you just do it.
You know what? My yay of the day is going to be a little bit basic. I talked about how we like to go underrated. I talked about how we like to go underdog, underappreciated. I want to say,
where did it go?
That I, after this last week, like I said, character development, it's been challenging, but it's been worth it, because I think I'm a better human than I was, and that's really important. But I want to say, I'm just, like, really grateful to, like, just be here, you know what I mean? Like, to have the opportunity to be here and to do this every week, or, I mean.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Great day of the day.
Thank you. I just to, and I mean, if you want to get more broad, sure. Like, I'm, you know, but, like, this specifically, just to, like, with everything that's been going on, like, in the world, in our lives, in, you know, just as specific or as broad as you'd like to be with that. It's just really cool that we get to do this. And that's my yay today. I'm grateful for that today and every day. Thank you. That's our live studio audience.
They're all of our Patreon members.
So if you'd like to
live be taping.
If you want tickets to the next Random Talk recording, which is tomorrow.
Don't tell that.
I mean, next week, you can donate to our Patreon and you'll get tickets.
Great.
I was going to say free tickets, but technically.
Anyways. I want to end with a little joke here.
Okay.
Something that happened. You get those DMs, those crazy maybe text messages,
like the little bots.
Yeah, the little bots. So I got a bot. It was kind of on the verge of like maybe this is a real person, but like because I see other people that I know follow them, but like they don't follow them back, and it's just like okay, you know, it's kind of suspect.
Y'all out here following bots? What the heck?
Scooby, come on! And so it was like this one girl, and obviously she DM'd me previously. But I saw
so
it.
So y'all go back.
No, like the day before. The day before.
Okay.
And like, she just sees it. She's like, hey, I think I'm going to follow you if that's okay. But it didn't really make really bad English here, like how she said it. And so I'm like, this is stupid. Like,
sounded pretty good to me, what you just said.
What I said was good. I'm just kidding. What she said wasn't.
Yeah, okay.
And thank so then I just saw it out. And then deleted the conversation. Like, I don't care. You know, just leave. And then like, I was like, okay, well, maybe who was that? She followed me, so I had to go check, you know, like, maybe. So I requested to follow her back. Not request, it was public.
Mm-hmm.
So I just follow her back. And then second after, right? You know it's about second after you follow, you get the DM. She goes, hey, with a question mark. So I'm reading this conversation right here. It's really short. She goes, hey.
You follow me?
You
want to be friends?
And I'm like.
Just kidding.
I just go, hey. You know, just, hey. Then she goes, right off the bat, so you already know something. You know, sus, stupid, idiot person. Well, I come from La Verne, Cali, but right now I'm in Grass Valley, Cali. WBU, you know, what about you?
Grass Valley, Cali. That sounds cool. I want to live there.
You know?
What the heck?
And that's, I'm like, that's cool.
Nice.
And then what I say after that, I'm like, I come from my mother's womb.
And it's true.
Dude, it's genius, right? Because she's like, I'm coming from California. And then she, like, responds to her own comment or her own message. You know how, like, Instagram has a feature now? And she goes, like, oh, okay, how old are you? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, you didn't like my joke? She's like, what?
Completely avoiding the question.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I made a joke. You're all like, these are all different, like, bubbles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're all like, I'm from here. Where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from my mom's womb. Get it? And then, like, 2 minutes later, I'm like, tough crowd, I see. So that is tough how crowd. I respond to DMs. Making jokes.
So if you'd like to DM Matthew, you might get a cool joke.
You might.
And if you laugh, he'll follow you back.
Only if you're from Grass Valley.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, I just wanted to do that because that was funny.
We're done. Bye.
We're done. Bye. Just imagine.
But no, I mean, thank you everybody for listening to this episode of the Random Talk Podcast, season 2, episode 48, by the way. Be sure.
Oh no, here's George.
Be sure to come back next week. We are going to be back on YouTube, and we're going to have a special guest, somebody we've never had on before. I don't know.
We've never had on before.
I emphasize that so much because it's like I don't know if it's like, you know, like I don't know how cool it is to keep saying special guest, and it's just
it's like our
Scooby.
Friends again. Even though they are special.
They are special, and they are very special guests. And those episodes, we love them very much.
We do.
It is going to be somebody who's never been on before, so that is going to be exciting. Stay tuned for that conversation. It's going to be a really good one. And, man, you know. I don't have anything to say. Shout out to all the 13-year-old boys in my TikTok comments making fun of me.
And 13-year-old
so funny.
Girls. Yeah, be nice on social media, guys.
Be nice all the time.
Real be nice life, to people.
Fake life.
The real conversations, not compared to the fake conversations.
But yes, no, please be nice to people.
Merry Christmas.
Dang, that's like the tagline. Yeah. This is coming out pretty close to Christmas.
From today?
I think we...
It's coming out tonight. So, late upload.
It's coming out, what, like a week?
The 14th? Today's the 14th.
Oh, not a week. Like
2 weeks.
10, 11 days.
Yeah.
Till Christmas. So we are going to have another episode.
Christmas is next weekend.
So is next? Are we doing like a Christmas special with him? With sorry, keeping it vague.
Yeah.
With our guest.
With they him her, I don't know. We'll drop some Christmas
for sure for
segments sure. in there.
I mean, we'll have the trees.
We'll okay? have the trees, of course.
But yeah. If not, I'm sure we'll give it a.
If not, plenty of we've always had that one Christmas special season one that will always be awesome.
The first and only annual one.
Yep.
That's epic.
Shout out Stephen Curry, man.
Yeah, history, bro. That's big.
That is big.
I know you're listening.
Let's go.
Good luck, buddy. Jazz and Five. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. We love you very much. Thank you for being here.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, like and subscribe, and hit the bell
yes,
icon.
Go check us out on YouTube.
Notifications. And
we don't have a Patreon, but if we did, I'd say go check us out on Patreon. Go check us out on Instagram. We haven't plugged that in forever, bro.
IG.com.
At Random Talk Podcast on Instagram. Go follow us so you can know whenever a new episode is posted. And by the way, if you don't want to do that or if you don't have Instagram, just follow us on whatever podcast app you use.
Yeah. Because
then you'll, like, the new episodes will, like, be at the top of your thing or whatever.
Right.
Depending on what you use. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, hashtag Team Spotify.
Thank you for being here. We love all platforms that distribute our show evenly, and we listen to
even
all
the ones
of them
never
the
heard
exact
about.
Same amount every day.
Yep.
Thank you for being here.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Be nice to
people.
Be nice to all things.
To Stuart Little.
Just be kind.
Curious George, be kind.
We will see you next week.
Peace!
Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.
Boop.
Excuse me, gotta go. Oops, gotta go again.
And again. If you have to go quite frequently and suffer from irritated skin, nothing soothes quite like Charmin Ultra Gentle.
Dermatologist tested, gently cleans with a touch of soothing lotion in every sheet. Whew, my bottom feels so much better.
TMI, buddy, TMI.
Enjoy the go with Charmin Ultra Gentle.